Sometimes I do.
Okay. How about another thing you make with ground up apples? Make applesauce?
Applesauce, yeah.
Ever make that?
You do.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the farm. Tell me what kind of fences you have on the farm.
Most of their fences are barbed wire fences, but we do for hogs, we had a fence with a woven wire fence.
Okay.
Woven wire fence for hogs.
Do they ever use just wooden fences that don't have any wire?
Very little.
Okay. What do they call those? Call them rail fences?
We don't have anything that sort here.
Okay. Okay.
Of course, I know what they're like, but then we don't.
Okay.
We look in the mountains and use some.
Okay.
I think.
Is that what you've heard them called?
Mm-hmm.
Rail? Can I get you to pronounce that?
Yeah, rail. But generally, they're the zigzag style.
Right. Kind of go back and forth. Okay. And a place near the barn where they kept, where you keep cows or horses would be called a what?
Corral.
Okay. Were there different kinds of corrals on your farm?
Well, we generally just had a barbed wire around ours, but on the other hand, there's one there on the farm now. They built a feedlot, and it's got a wire 6 feet high and about probably a 5-inch mesh.
Okay. Okay.
Heavy wire welded joints.
Okay. The place where, and you'd keep cows or horses there, mostly, in a corral?
Yeah.
Okay. The place where you let cattle out to graze would be called a what?
Pasture.
Okay. And the place where you were growing a crop would be a...
Cropland.
Cropland?
Cropland or field.
Okay. Okay. Now, when you had hogs, what did you feed them?
Well, we had alfalfa for pasture, and then we fattened out the grain.
Okay. Did you ever feed them corn?
Yeah.
Okay. Where did you keep that corn to feed the hogs?
Well, often we used ear corn and just had a pile of it out there near the lot.
Okay. Just wondering if y'all had any...
Otherwise, we shelled it and put it in a granary.
Okay, a granary.
Okay. Put it in a granary.
Do you ever use anything like a corn crib?
Well, just as a slat wire crib we did.
Okay, slat wire crib.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I was wondering, I'm going to ask you about some different instruments on a farm, or things you might use on a farm, and just some names. Have you ever heard of a go devil?
Sure.
What is that?
Well, they had two horses on each side. It's called it two rows of corn at a time. That was for listed corn. Corn that was planted in a furrow.
So it's a type of cultivator?
Type of cultivator, especially built for corn that's planted in a furrow.
Built for corn planted in a furrow. Okay. That's great. You're one of the few people I've run across that actually knows what that is.
No.
Yeah? That's right.
I had two or three different ones in my lifetime.
Huh.
Now, had a little single row sled type instead of having wheels under it. It had runners.
Mm.
And I had a brother that was 7 years younger than I. And so when about the first field work he got to do was take a team on that little sled type of a go devil. Well, if a heavier person was on it, it didn't stay in the furrow nice. But he was light enough, he just float along nice as you please. I had a bicycle. Well, morning and noon and night, my bicycle was out on the road with a boy going down there. And he wasn't getting very fast, wasn't getting done very fast on his corn project, so I told him, I said, you're riding that bicycle more miles than you are that good. Oh, no. He went to figuring out how many times he'd been 2 miles up the road and back, and